here.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. I want to thank you for your recent help with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie.
5033.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Undoubtedly, you know by now we have an Arctic cold front on the way. We've been talking about it for several days. For tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. It'll turn windy and sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, late morning and then sharply fall after that. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze, record low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 could be tied. We'll be in the mid-teens as far as the wind chill factor. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high barely up to about 50. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dedicated to Benjamin John Budell and Hal Marcellet.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It's
to all our great veterans. Our incalculable thanks. 6 minutes after three, that's the end of the nice stuff. When I come back, guns will be blazing.
And here they are.
Rosie's here.
Please clap.
She's in charge of the nitroglycerin tablets, just in case. On this Veterans Day 2019, I just want to say the Democrats, men and women, are pissing on the graves of every American who made a sacrifice for this country. That is what they are doing. It's not a joke. There's nothing funny. And it's not even a matter of prevailing at the end. It's what they're doing right now that is treason. If you'll recall, in 2016, what did we hear from fat ass Madam Cankles, huh? Well, I certainly hope he's ready to accept the results of the election. Well, he was. You weren't. And every minute since November 8th, whatever it was, 2016, you, your party, your deep state snakes have devoted every single minute trying to overturn that election. And what's going on right now is I wish I could drop an F-bomb. It would almost be worth the fine, but it's not my license, so I'm not going to do that. But it's a sham. And for them to be pulling this on Veterans Day, and of course, every day per se, but today it strikes me as especially despicable. And this is going to continue. I'm pretty confident Trump will get reelected. What do they got to run on? Well, we spent the last 3 years making up stuff to try and impeach the president, who has apparently less right to due process than any other American right now. We let a murderer out. Oh, we didn't have room for him. And now we got a girl missing. That's due process. And when you think of all those white crosses in Europe, across the length and breadth of Europe, in every country there, and all those little islands in the Pacific, and all those hundreds of thousands of boys who became men a lot faster than they thought, but they went out and risked it all for so we could be witness to this god-awful, hate-filled power grab. It's all about power. There's three things that drive the world: sex, power, and money. This is first about power, then about money. And we all know they're getting it one way or another. The ones that are really getting screwed are us. I don't care what your politics are. What's happening right now in Washington would have every one of our founding fathers, everybody who wrote, participated, and passed the amendments to the Bill of Rights, spinning in their graves. This was not what impeachment was built into the process to do. This is not impeachment. This is a hoax of epic proportions. And it's been one hoax after another. And what they're doing seems even more stomach-turning today than maybe any other day. Because those boys, those men, those women did not make those sacrifices for this. You don't like his ideas? Sell your own. Make us vote for you. You failed to do that in 2016. You sent up an old hack who felt entitled to be president because it was, quote, her turn. And has spent 3 years blaming everybody but the person in the nearest mirror for her failures. So, yeah, we need to pause and thank our veterans today. We need to do that every day. But doing it today, especially with a heavy heart, watching what's going on in Washington, D.C., as they make a mockery, an absolute mockery out of those sacrifices and what we call justice. They want a war. They want the next civil war. They must. All they can do is talk about controlling us. All of their great ideas are designed for one thing, control. Alan Dershowitz, I don't know about the Epstein thing, but he is a lifelong liberal who compared what the Democrats are doing right now to Joseph Stalin, a murderous dictator on whom more deaths can be pinned than Adolf Hitler. Many, many more deaths. Upwards of 20 to 30 million, somewhere in there. How sad is that? That it can only be estimated. Starved his own people. And the word was, in Stalin's dictatorship, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. And that is what's going on now. And when one doesn't stick, they go to the next. And trust me, after this pissant whistleblower turd, when this goes bad, and it will, they're going to have the next one's already lined up. And we're going to be listening to this unless we throw their asses out of Congress and the Republicans grow even the women testicles and put an end to this stuff. The Army can't do that for you. The Navy can't do that for you. The Marines can't do that. The Coast Guard. Nobody can do that for us. That's where our obligation is next year, to take them out. Or we're going to be living in hell. That's it. That's my speech.
Now we can get on to Veterans Day.
I'm reading a note here from Helena. My mother was a Lady Marine. My father was a Navy Corpsman. Paul and Marie Bank were veterans of World War II. My father also a veteran of the Korean War, with a picture and a thank you for the Navy hymn that we opened the show with.
My dad was a Marine, 20 years retired.
Wow. Tough group.
Yeah.
My first gym teacher in high school was a retired Marine. He was no fun. I remember the first day in class, and you know how it is in school, kids are buzzing around, but, well, this one's really tough, you're going to hate this class and all that. I hadn't heard anything about this guy other than we had to swim naked every Wednesday for gym. That was...
Yeah, YMCA used to do that.
This isn't the YMCA. This is Bogan freaking Public High School in Chicago. Yes. And I don't know what I said or what I did, but he looks at me and he says, 20. And I said, 20 what? And he said, give me 20. Dollars? What do you want? And he rolls his eyes impatiently and says, push-ups. That was...
Right.
This is the same guy that made us walk around the edge of the pool on our knees, naked, because he didn't like something that had, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, they were tough. My dad was always my way or the highway.
Yeah, I understand that. My dad could be that way, too. But my dad never made me walk around our pool naked on my knees. which I think is just a little odd. So anyway, that's where I'm at after watching the news and following all these stories. It's just disgusting. Just disgusting what's going on and the way this president's being treated. Although, thankfully, he found a welcome crowd in Tuscaloosa.
President Trump and the First Lady in attendance today. Getting their sports fix on. World Series, UFC fight, Alabama-LSU. That's a pretty good couple of weeks.
Chose a good game, didn't he?
He sure did. A little heightened security at Bryant-Denny Stadium. We had the largest crowd ever 3 hours before a kickoff in a stadium in history, I think.
USA, USA, USA.
Yeah.
And no surprise, he gets booed in a place where it's utterly infested with deep state ass rats, which is what you have in D.C. Lobbyists, people that are stealing our money. Legally. I mean, sort of. Maybe legally, but not morally. This is what we've had a chance to learn through watching this insane process unfold. Hey, better accept the election result. Oops. Now what? Now what do we do? Now we just make stuff up out of whole cloth, and I think maybe the worst mistake of American voters was to give Congress back to the Democrats, or we'd just be sitting on a nice, thundering economy. The best in my lifetime. The best in our lifetimes. It may be the best we ever see. Because they've been selling socialism to mushy-headed students for two generations at least. And constantly harping on everything that's wrong with this country. That's why everybody wants to come here, because it sucks, right? We're racist, we're misogynist, we don't like brown people, we don't like the... Cut it out. Say, I heard a story, I don't know who it was. I think it was one of our outgoing city council members tried to appoint some friends to positions as the... The white council members said no. So it immediately became a racist issue, because here in Montgomery, Alabama, we have people that still think it's 1955. And everybody else who's embraced the content of character instead of color of skin is saying, really? In 2019, you think that was just a racist act? Because the city can afford all kinds of political appointments. We're just swimming in cash with our 10% sales tax. So that's it for me. We'll take requests from veterans today, if there's anything you want to hear. Otherwise, it's pretty late news day. Why is it boiling hot in here? Is it just me, or?
I think it's you.
Well,
I think you brought the heat with you this afternoon.
Well, I climbed the stairs up and down three times in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll wipe you out.
It will.
So I went browsing at Jack Ingram on Saturday.
I heard.
Stop by and see Tip Tames. And yeah, I'm interested in... I love the Rogue, and I'll drive it as long as I have it happily, but... I test drove the Nissan Murano on Saturday. They got a 2016. Not to be racist, but it's white. Isn't that weird? Anytime you even mention a color now, that's the first thing that comes into your head. That's so stupid. I was blown away. I thought the Murano was just a slightly larger version of the Rogue, but it is... I felt like I had taken my living room out on the road, my favorite chair. Very comfortable, very easy to envision taking that car down to Florida for the ride. Very, very nice. It was 2016. It's got everything. It's got that overhead camera. It's not really overhead, but it gives you the illusion when you're backing out, so you know exactly what's behind you on each side. Among many other features, totally state-of-the-art, only 28,000 miles.
Wow.
So I asked Tip today to crunch some numbers on that, because that is a nice, nice vehicle. But I'm here to tell you about cars that are available under 10, and that list starts with something that's brand new to the group, 2015 Jeep Patriot Sport 4x4, $9,900, silver, beautiful. Jeep's a great car. 2013 Chrysler 200 Touring Sedan, $6,800. And a wide array of options. If you need a car for a new driver, you can't go wrong with the Jetta. That was Janelle's first car. 2013 Jetta, under $7,000. 2012 Suzuki SX4, under $7,000. Several options. 2009 Toyota Camry. Looks like it just came off the assembly line. $6,800. And a 2006 Chrysler Pacifica Touring Van, only 6,400, and very low mileage. These are cars that have been checked out and vetted, so shop with confidence. See Tip Thames and his team at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and online at jackingram.com. You can shop by price, model type, car type, everything else. Chris.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm all right.
Hey, since it's veteran all request,
yeah.
I'll take some of that. Can I hear the, what's the Mayberry one, Andy?
Yeah, MP.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's just that's what we need one. To pull us out of our funk.
Exactly.
So I will play that after this very brief break coming up.
Y'all have a great day, man.
Thank you, for your Chris. Service. That picked me up.
Yeah.
So yes. We'll try and do the best we can, have some fun. But I had to say what I did at the open of the show on Veterans Day, because what's happening right now is sickening. That barely describes it. 322.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you
know. Oh, do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good reefer. That was, the whole bit was all, everybody was, Nixon, that's really good weed.
I love this.
The whole bit. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm
give
trying
me
to
more,
remember.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
Why, certainly. Money.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it. It's damn good reefer. Yeah, the budge on fire. The budge on fire.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres. I
do
did
it,
them
do
all.
It, do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur-lined battery run bong for your smoking pleasure. I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though. I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh.
Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit. But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Oh, sure.
Bow tie.
Yeah,
bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm
going to
drop the
guest.
Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do
again.
Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do MP?
Yeah. Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Every once in a while, this moment, this electrifying story has to address the question,
how did you ever get so stupid?
I had a lot of choices today, and I'm going with this one just because in America, we believe in one-upsmanship. So the thing now with parents is the gender reveal party and who can come up with the most exciting. So in Texas, there was a gender reveal party, and the couple expecting a baby hired a crop dusting pilot to spray blue or pink water. We won't know what color the water was because the plane crashed.
I had a plane crash just north of Brian Buchanan's place. Pilot is out of the aircraft.
Is patient number 212 is going to be a male? Deny any injuries?
The pilot's a very lucky guy. I saw a photo of the crash site. And the plane's a total loss, but he got out. No fire or anything like that. For a gender reveal party. We still don't know what caused it either. I don't think it's ridiculous to presume that weight may have been an issue with water instead of bug repellent or whatever those planes spray. I don't know. But there you go. Every time we keep upping the ante, at some point, no pun intended, it crashes and burns. And you end up with a result like this. So, there's other things. Believe me, we had a guy who broke into a store, a sex store, to save mannequins.
Suspicious to me in the way that he was acting, running around in front of the boutique, yelling and screaming and banging on the windows. He said that the mannequins were telling him that they needed to be let out or something. And then I had him down on the ground, and all he was doing was just trying to kind of mule kick me in the back. It was somebody's business. I mean, you know, I'm not the type of person to stand idly by and watch something happen.
Missouri.
Do you think drugs were involved?
I think that based on my experience, I never did that. I never broke a store window and stole mannequins so they wouldn't be used in sex trafficking.
Well, he said the mannequins were talking to him. That's why, he's hearing voices or he's...
That's often the first really sign that somebody is completely whacked. But we kind of come to expect that from Missouri, haven't we?
Get out and start your day, hey, hey, in the cheerful St. Louis way. From Chesterfield to Ferguson, Kip and Jenny, make your morning fun.
Rise and smile, St. Louis.
Okay, let's just plow through this. How was your weekend, Jenny?
Spend it holding a fireplace poker and protecting my property. So why don't we skip the chit-chat and talk about some weekend events?
Enrollment is open for the annual 5K holiday fun run. If you're looking for a good jog, it's being called the most superior race in town. Now, why would you write that phrase?
Downtown on December 9th, the Blackies are performing. I'm sorry, the Black Keys. I'm truly sorry.
I'm going to continue speaking quickly so I don't think about that moment.
Oh, I just thought of someone that's not us. Let's go to Trisha Darby with a traffic report. Trisha, how's the traffic out there?
Bad.
It always makes me laugh. But that's good comedy right there. Taking a red-hot situation and doing a little satire that doesn't try to lecture. In the process, I'm looking at the Live in Fear Doppler, and there's a very wide snow band across the center of the country from about Pittsburgh all the way west to Chicago. And as far south as the northern reaches of Arkansas, soon to be in Mississippi, and I'm going to assume Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, they'll all get snow. That was the weather that just happened to surf into the Green Bay game yesterday. And I got to admit, I kind of have a fondness for games that are being played in the snow for some reason.
Really?
They're just crazier. other things can happen. The one crazy thing that didn't happen was Alabama finishing that comeback.
It was sad. I felt bad for the guys playing.
Well, I don't know if I mentioned this on Friday afternoon, but Bob Baumhauer called me on Thursday and he said, geez, I don't think the guys are going to beat LSU. He says the defense is just not there. And that was an issue. The secondary, LSU's receivers were all over the place. And he was worried about Tua just not being 100%.
And he wasn't. And they didn't bring their A game.
Well, you know, it speaks to the character of a team. When they stay in it, they could have. I mean, I thought in the second quarter, this could be an LSU blowout. But they kept in it, clawed back, never let LSU breathe. So they can be proud of the effort.
Yeah, it was a cliffhanger the whole game.
And it was hilarious to see the evil media. They all had to report that the president was well-received there. But they can't even do that without getting their little digs. And they're just such pieces of Schmidt. They really are. They're just... I don't know what's in it for them. I don't know what kind of country they want to live in. I don't get it. But they make me sick. It's getting impossible to look at the news when you see what's really happening. Then you get a real story like Epstein, Clinton, all these other big names, and Amy Robach had it, and the network declined. Because the main figure in all of that was the husband of the candidate for president in 2016. And 60-plus million people still went out and voted for. Everybody knows what's happened with them and that man, and God, I just don't understand. I try, but I can't. I used to be able to stand in somebody else's shoes and say, okay, I can see your side of it. Not anymore. Their side, it's like, you know, trying to find a quarter on the other side of the Grand Canyon. It's just, can't see it. Where does it end? I don't know. But I worry because the Republicans have no backbone. The only guy that stands up to these screeching... Don't Congresses travel in baboons? Isn't that what a large group of baboons is called, a Congress?
I think so.
I think that's true. Well, they're proving it every day. And that is, I say that with a profound apology if I insulted any of the local baboons in our zoo. Because you deserve better than to be compared to the people that run our current Congress, starting with Bug Eyes. God, I hate him. I just, the sight of that man, he always looks like a surprised turtle that pulled its head out of its shell. Ooh, look at the world. Ooh. What was that cartoon turtle's name, Cecil?
I don't know.
I think that was it. I'm looking to see. I thought I had some. No, the only thing I have involving turtles is this.
JFK Tower to Delta 154, you are clear to land.
Delta 154, making final approach.
What the? JFK, something's blocking the runway.
So happy together.
Abort landing. The turtles are on the runway. Abort. The turtles are on the runway.
Pull up. Oh, that was close. Circling back around now.
Be careful, Delta 154. We have reports of low-flying birds.
Roger that. Oh, my God, there they are. JFK, we've suffered a bird strike. We're going to have to land in the Hudson.
It is 3:35. That's true. They did do a go-around. That was a few years back at JFK because there were turtles on the runway.
Turtles.
I watched Air Disasters last night because that's how I live it up on Sunday evening. And the new episode last night was about a United Express commuter flight, a propeller plane that crashed 1,000 feet short of the runway, or a mile short of the runway. I forget. The ultimate, you know what the cause turned out to be? They paired two pilots with hardly any experience in that particular aircraft, one of whom had repeatedly failed in the simulator in conditions like they were flying in that day.
How can they do it? How can they do that?
Well, they won't do it again.
No.
It's just unbelievable. So many, I mean, the show is fascinating because it's like a cop show, except the villain is either some tiny little screw that came loose. It's amazing that tons of airliner and all those lives are depending on small parts being installed correctly. If you really thought about it, you might never get on an airplane again. At some point, you have to trust. But they've always managed to get, I don't know that they have yet to not solve. Some went unsolved until the same thing happened to another plane. Then they were able to use the two incidents to come up with a solution. Rudder issues on the 737. Same plane that the MAX version is causing Boeing all kinds of grief right now. We are going to take a break here at 3:37. By the way, don't forget Mr. Electric for any installations, repairs, or service. You get upfront pricing and on-time appointments, and everything is cleaned up and ready to go, and you pay what they tell you ahead of time. The price is going to be Mr. Electric, certified master electricians, the very best of their craft at 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, not a lot to report this afternoon with the Fed and state employees off work and no school zones active today because of Veterans Day. We just don't have a lot shaken. Moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown. We've got some cars at the lights on the boulevard. Ah, there's folks out shopping. But you know what? We don't have the volume of cars we normally have at this time on a given work day. Use caution. Drive carefully. Buckle up. If we have anything to tell you about, we'll let you know we have no accidents at this time. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments. No to payments for 90 days. No hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of the services to be performed is greater than the quality of the services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid November 14th through November 17th. The exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get four lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that happened late Friday night. The suspect is identified as Sylvester Thomas. Officials say the shooting was the result of an argument. The victim was rushed to a hospital. No word on their condition. A reckless murder charge has been dismissed against a man accused in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. A district judge ruled last week there wasn't probable cause to convict 23-year-old William Slater in the death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Moss was shot when a large fight broke out in front of a home in September. and a gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County DA said the gag order prohibits 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid and his legal team from speaking on the details of the case. Yazid was arrested on Friday morning in Escambia County, Florida, in connection to the disappearance of the 19-year-old Blanchard, who disappeared on October 24th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Undoubtedly, you know by now we have an Arctic cold front on the way. We've been talking about it for several days. For tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. It'll turn windy and sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, late morning, and then sharply fall after that. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze, record low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 could be tied. We'll be in the mid-teens as far as the wind chill factor. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high barely up to about 50. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
We have now got the solution to the crop duster that crashed for that gender reveal party. This is a special episode of Air Disasters featuring correspondent Cooter. He did a little research into this. This pilot dropped 350 gallons of pink water. Dropping the water screwed up his aerodynamics, and that's what caused the plane to crash. I kind of had it.
Mm-hmm.
Those planes are designed to dispense a solid. I don't know. I'm going to assume that maybe it just doesn't work as efficiently with water, and that's kind of what happened. What is that we're seeing on Cavuto?
Well, we know it's going to be a girl.
Yeah, we got that too. Line two is ringing. Here is Ken on line one.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
You're talking about some air disasters. It's been close to 40 years now, but one that you haven't talked about was Flight 209 that took off from LAX, where the two pilots became incapacitated. And I was kind of thinking about it because of Veterans Day, there was a fighter pilot on board who took over by the name of Ted Stryker. And
yeah, that was, wow. I mean, what a drama that was, huh?
Yeah, it happened. It was in Chicago about the time you were there.
Yeah.
When it landed.
Actually, I was already in Florida when that happened. I mean, what a pilot. He had to navigate on instruments. Listen.
Exactly.
2 more minutes. They could be miles off course.
That's impossible. They're on instruments.
Yeah. But he got through.
Well, I just wanted to remind you of that, great American hero, Vietnam vet, and talking about airline disasters all kind of rolled into one today.
You know what the funny thing about that was, he had this mental condition caused because his squadron got lost over Macho Grande. But it was all World War II planes that they showed in his head, which made no sense. But that was the movie. That's what made the movie hilarious.
Yep.
Thank
hey,
you.
Have a great one, Greg.
Thank you. He did it through the powers of concentration.
I've got to concentrate. I've got to concentrate.
Hello?
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 Echo.
Echo.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbon. Manny Mota.
Here's the name we know and love. It's Don Duncan, everybody, on this Veterans Day.
Please clap.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
Great. I just wanted to call and tell you thank you for letting everyone know we were helping the military, and just appreciated the chance to have an opportunity to serve them, and appreciate everything you do for us and what they've done for us, so you and I can sit here and talk on the telephone.
Yes, you are correct, and it's a beautiful thing, and I love what you do every year. Military, come and get the works for nothing today at any of Don's three locations on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison, Millbrook Highway 14, behind the McDonald's. And I hope you've been busy, busy, busy today.
We have. It's been great. Again, thank you for letting them know that we wanted to serve them today and just say thank you for everything they've done for us.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you again Friday. I guess we got Auburn, Georgia this week.
Yes, sir, we do. So you're right. Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide. Roll Tide. Yeah, they're open till 6, 5:30 or 6. You still got time if you're military or a veteran. Go to any one of Don's three locations. Get your car serviced for free. No strings attached. Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Man, I wish I had known about that deal last week. I already have my oil changed. But what a nice thing, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I have a veteran request.
Okay.
If you have it. I don't know if you have it or not. But it's the Reagan's short speech on the boys from Point the Hawk.
I believe we do.
What more appropriate to hear for Veterans Day than, you know, probably one of the most famous speeches a president has given. So
yes, I will probably open the 4 o'clock hour with that.
That'd be great. And then after you play it, you should do the Trump applause from the Alabama game.
Yeah.
The, the media didn't report that, you know. CBS did not play the applause from the president.
Because they're a-holes.
I know you find that shocking. I know you find that shocking, right?
I'm going into therapy.
Well, let me just cheer you up a little bit, okay?
Sure.
The way that you perceive Shifty Shift is the way everybody else does, too. I was talking to Dan earlier, and, you know, optics are everything. And he looks sleepy, right?
Yeah.
And because he is, right? He is. So, you know, I don't know. I think in the long run, it's already backfiring on them because they have not moved the needle at all.
No.
On this stuff. So and people know they're putting up witnesses. I mean, you know, you're putting up. They're not going to allow a single witness. I don't think for any Republicans.
I opened the show today, and I'll because I want to repeat what I said 45 minutes ago. The Democrats, men and women, are pissing on the grave and the effort and the legacy of everybody that's ever served this country right now.
Right.
They're making a mockery out of the people that fought to defend the rights of everyone, including the President of the United States, who doesn't seem to have any right to due process.
Well, apparently not, right? So, but it's all going to come out in the fullness of time. But I thought that Reagan's Point the Hawk speech would be a good.
Now that was the 40th anniversary of D-Day, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay,
yeah.
That'll be following Fox News at 4 then.
All right, take care, my friend.
Great request. Yes, you too. There's a good guy. It is 3:49. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. And having had the opportunity to get to know them away from the time they spend here in the studio with us, they're just both so impressive with their ready grasp of the knowledge that's going to protect you in a divorce situation. It's very emotional. We don't make great decisions, generally, if we try to go it alone, which is why even if you aren't in the state where somebody's filed, but you think that train may be coming down the tracks, you should do the consultation with Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, and understand where you're at and be at least preemptive. Because after it's filed and papers are served, well, that's when things really amp up. You need people who can navigate the legal processes and look out for your rights and best interests, especially when there's custody issues at stake, so you can focus on the changes that are coming in your life. And there's nothing you can do to stop those. All you can do is be prepared for them. And you're hearing this advice from somebody who did it all wrong, so I know of what I speak here. Also, and this has happened, they've told stories that sometimes getting to the table to get things out has saved a marriage here and there. a consultation does not mean you have to get a divorce, but you should know where you stand. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson. If you'd like further reference, go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials about the difference they've made. Or call them at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 351.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corksicle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alliga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Get to Kohl's this Sunday and Monday and stack the savings. Take an extra $10 off your $25 purchase. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. $10 off $25 offer valid November 10th and 11th with promo code VETSDAY. 15% offer with promo code SHOP15 and home offer with promo code ENTERTAIN10. Valid November 7th through 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Ahoy, it's me, Popeye. Popeye the Sailor Man, that is. I got nothing to do with those crazy Popeye chickskin people. Well, blow me down. People are fighting over these sandwiches worse than me and Pluto fights over olive oil. My friend Whipsky told me he'd gladly pay me Tuesday for a chickskin sandwich today. And when I said, wrong Popeye, he tried to stab me in the neck. That's all I can stands, and I can't stands no more. Don't fight over chicken and just eat your spinach like Popeye the Sailor Man.
Turn the mic on, numbskull. I have some inquirers. I'm going to clear a little space in my bag. I got the Matt Lauer rape, lies, and cover-up issue and the Prince Andrew fails lie detector test issue if you're interested.
Wow.
Yeah. And the one I can't give you is the new one. I think it's new. Scientology buys Florida City for cash. Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do there.
I don't know. I don't even know that. This is the one with the JFK five-man hit squad.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, isn't it, that over the weekend, what was the Popeye's death toll? We had one story. A Popeye's employee body slammed a customer. A woman who caused a scene in Popeye's and enraged an employee. He carried her outside and body slammed her.
Oh my gosh.
Here's some of the audio. Alright, so
not advisable to body slam your customers.
I don't know. I guess the behavior at some of these places with this...
I mean, it's a chicken sandwich, for gosh sake.
I meant
sake.
To say...
What's wrong with
I
people?
I meant to say I went to see Tip Tames on Saturday, and guess what he was eating?
A Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I almost stole it from his desk to go outside and sell it.
Did he like it?
For cigarette money. I guess he did. He's Tip knows people. So now I know next time I need one of those hard-to-get, death-defying sandwiches, I'll just ask him.
Well, you know what? I'm going with Chick-fil-A because I know I'm not going to get body slammed there.
And you and can it's count good. On the quality, yes.
Yes, it's good every time. And you know what? They gave away their sandwiches to vets all day today for free.
Not surprised. And I believe, you know, while of course there is a value public relations-wise to them doing that, with Chick-fil-A, you know, it comes from the heart.
Absolutely. My words, exactly.
Anybody that heard Don Duncan call us just a few minutes ago? That's
came
a man
from the
who
heart.
Means every word he says.
Yep.
And
people know that. When your customers come to you, they know that. You get that feeling when you go there. I go to the Bell Road location, and I always feel like that. They serve you.
For what it's worth, here's a news story. I didn't have to send Cooter out on an assignment to figure out the employee was fired. And we'll let you know what the lawsuit, how much damages they're seeking, and whether or not charges are filed in that case.
Man.
Nuts. It's just nuts. 358, Montgomery Paint and Body for 3.5 decades. A place where one of America's largest insurance companies, they're like a good neighbor, went there and videotaped the processes in place at MPB to show others this is how it should be done. This is Montgomery, Alabama. This isn't the biggest city on the planet, but it's got the best automotive body repair shop, because great is great wherever it happens to be. We're lucky to have somebody not only with these skill sets, but these ethics here at MPB. So if you're in an accident, you know the drill, it's traumatic, okay, everybody all right? Then you see that the first heartbreaking look at your automobile. Paperwork, police reports, call the insurance company, because even though they want to get you for that 20% discount or save you whatever it is they claim they're going to save you, when you know they need to be there when you need them. And anybody in this town will tell you, Montgomery Paint and Body, awesome choice to get the work done. 27REC with a W is their number. You'll find Donnie and Brandon Turner and that great team of talented people on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Fox News is a minute away, and that'll be followed by